Well, you know, this election is coming at a very crucial point for Thailand, especially so because Thai voters also deciding whether to change the constitution. Saksit, is that likely to go through?
Now, in order to explain the importance of the constitutional referendum, I want to pick up what both my colleagues, Wykit and Jeremy, have said before. Yes, there's something in the air, something that feels very heavy. I'm not talking about the humidity, but the feeling of inertia and also the all the events that we had last year, an earthquake that caused one major building to collapse, and only one building that happened to be a state-owned building. Then also the border conflicts that we have seen, and also what Jeremy hinted at, the fact that we are that we have three prime ministers in the past 2 years. Why is that? Because both these prime ministers from the Pheu Thai Party have been dismissed by the Constitutional Court. You know, the People's Party, it used to be called Move Forward in 2023, and its leader, Peter Lim Chatterjee, despite winning that election, has been blocked by the Senate from forming a government, and that party was also banned as well by the Constitutional Court. So this, and why do I all list them up? This has partially something to do with the current constitution that was written under military rule in 2017, which is a legacy of the military coup of 2014 that puts guardrails on elected members, but also gives unelected officials and the so-called independent government agencies, such as the Election Commission, the Constitutional Court, the National Anti-Corruption Agency, all these watchmen have a lot of powers, but no watchmen to watch after them, so to speak. So this is why the legislature has wrestled itself to push this constitutional referendum with one very simple question. Do you want a new constitution or not? It is quite likely that this passes, but that doesn't mean that we will get a new constitution right away, because that is just the start of a long, laborious process where lawmakers will have to put their heads together thinking about how this constitution is going to be drafted, what's going to be in there, and that there will be two more referenda asking, is the process, the how, that we're going to do that okay? And then at the very final one, which could be in a couple of years, the question, do you accept this final draft or not? But the hopes that are connected with that is that it can unlock some of the political inertia and also the other inertia when we talk about development here in Thailand. So the hope is connected with that, that not only are people putting hopes in their representatives for the parliament, but that those representatives also take care of a better constitution in the future.
Well, so then, who forms the government, who leads the nation, and whether there will be a rewriting of the constitution? All these questions and the answers coming in slowly through the day. Thank you so much to the three of you for, you know,